The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is still in flight, exploring the futuristic, the fantastic, and the unmistakably geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, I'll guide you through what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1961, the human race started trying to reach out to the other planets of the solar system. The Soviet Union launched the first unmanned interplanetary space probe, the Nero 1. It took 3 months to reach the vicinity of Venus, but it shut down and never regained contact with Earth. It made its closest approach to Venus at a distance of 62,000 miles without reporting anything home. In 1976, the Soviet space program took a sharp turn as the creation of a Soviet space shuttle, Buran, was ordered by the country's government. Buran was going to be an almost exact copy of the American shuttle, and the Soviet shuttle program was managed by the country's military rather than the existing civilian space program. In 2001, the unmanned Near Shoemaker spacecraft made the first ever landing on an asteroid, safely settling down on the near-Earth asteroid Eros. The vehicle had been orbiting Eros for some time and wasn't originally designed for a landing, yet it returned observations from the surface for 2 weeks. Author and futurist Ray Kurzweil was born on this day in 1948. Original Genesis guitarist Steve Hackett was born in 1950. Also born in 1950, the veteran of numerous hard-edged sci-fi character roles, Michael Ironside.
This young man's our ticket to Sequest and a way out of this mess that you and the UEO have created. Lieutenant, your sidearm.
Sir?
Your sidearm. Mr. Secretary, you pay me a lot of money to do what I do. Go home. Let me earn it.
Quadriplegic actor Nabil Shaban was born in 1953. He went on to play the money-hungry alien Syl on Doctor Who in the 1980s.
Who are other people helping rebels? If he should be of another mining corporation, our contracts are ended.
No, he is unknown to us.
I would wish them dead. Only that would please my company.
On this day in 1982, with the single of the same name having proven to be successful, Buckner and Garcia released the Pac-Man Fever album on CBS Records, featuring musical odes to several other arcade games. In 1997, the crew discovered that they had strayed into Borg territory on Star Trek Voyager.
It's an unidentified ship on long-range insource.
What sort of ship?
We are entering visual range.
That's great.
The Borg.
Red alert.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. If you want to witness video game history unfolding firsthand, the logbook.com is the place to do it. With downloadable videos from the comprehensive chronology of Phosphor Dot Fossils to the origin stories of the industry told by those who lived it in the best of CGE videos. Previously available only on DVD, you can now download the specific videos you want to see. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was created and produced by Earl Green.